We're thrilled to be joined here live courtside by the Vice President for Research at Kansas State University. He is Dr. David Rusosky. Great to see him, man.
Great to be here.
You're looking
Wyatt.
Good. How are you?
I'm well, my friend. Thank you.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, and I know we've got a limited amount of time, so let's jump right into this. K-State's game-changing research initiation program. Let's start with that, if you don't mind.
Sure. So that's GRIP. GRIP is that game-changing research initiation program, which is a really exciting program that we launched earlier this year to put together teams of faculty from across the university to conduct research on the big nutty problems, the grand challenges, the most complex and most challenging and most important problems of our time. Think about food and energy and water and infectious disease. So K-State's investing $3 million to fund three teams of GRIP researchers for 3 years. Now, teams have to include faculty members from multiple colleges. They have to demonstrate the potential to attract very significant additional funding, either from industry or from the federal funding agencies. And they have to demonstrate the potential, even in the long term, for economic impact in the state. We know that finding solutions to these greatest challenges that we face as a people and a planet are only going to be possible if we bring together researchers from different fields. We know that that's how federal funding is going. They want to fund large teams, multidisciplinary teams, and they want to have investigators that know how to work together. Our GRIP program is going to build that capacity, create those teams, and demonstrate that ability.
All right, we move now to Ag Innovations. I'm excited about this one.
That's a really exciting new step for us. So K-State, with the help from the state of Kansas, is investing $125 million to replace aging agricultural teaching and research facilities across the Manhattan campus. You know, agriculture is the largest economic driver in our state, with a total contribution of more than $76 billion to the Kansas economy. So we've made it a top priority to take down old buildings that are no longer state-of-the-art or able to serve our students' needs and replace them with entirely new facilities that look to the future and that excite and engage our students and that create opportunities for real innovation around agriculture. You also know, because we've talked about this, that we've embarked on our bold and ambitious economic prosperity plan to create 3,000 jobs, bring $3 billion of new investment into the state. Ag innovation is one of the three areas of focus in our plan for obvious reasons. Kansas is agriculture, and it's critical that we remain at the leading edge. Agriculture is poised for revolutionary change from what we grow to how and where we grow it. It's about precision ag and digital ag, and K-State's going to lead the way, helping to make Kansas agriculture more productive and more sustainable.
And finally, the Edge Collaboration District. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a new development that's being constructed by the KSU Foundation just north of Kimball. Think of this as K-State's Innovation District, a place where students and faculty collide with industry partners, a live, work, play district that captures the energy and the spirit of the university's main campus, the athletics campus, the agronomy district, the new animal sciences gateway, and the rapidly growing biodefense and biosecurity nexus that we're forming here with MBAF and BRI and soon Scorpius Biomanufacturing. So we're attracting companies to Kansas and to Manhattan that want access to K-State. They want access to our students and our researchers and our facilities. And by locating those companies right adjacent to our main campus, we can create internship and employment opportunities for our students that can help prepare them for jobs or even turn into jobs after graduation. You've already seen some of the new buildings in the Edge, the Foundation's office building, the building next door, 1880 Kimball, that houses several companies already. Next month, we're breaking ground on the third building. We already have tenants ready to move in. Ground will be broken soon on a new hotel and restaurant district in the Edge, right across from Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And plans are underway to entirely refresh those athletic fields across Kimball to include improved playing surfaces and lighting and running paths and picnic areas. It's going to be an incredible resource for our students as well as for those in the Edge District. So the Edge District is going to be game-changing for K-State and for Manhattan. It's going to help us attract students and companies, families, into our community. Stay tuned. Wyatt, this is going to be very exciting.
I would say so. Until we meet again. All of the great information. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Dr. David Rusosky, the Vice President of Research at Kansas State, and we're back with more in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.